The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's the word, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, man, doing good. Rocking and rolling along here. We are in the middle of September. Fall is upon us. This is the last weekend of summer.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yep.
All right, last weekend of summer, which is, it's a bummer. It's the last weekend of summer. That's all. That's what I gotta say. I mean, we spoke about this. Feels to me like summer just zipped by this year, and you know, and fall-like weather is upon us, and it is what it is. I mean, I know there's nothing I can do about it, but I sure would like to have some more warm weather. But
yeah, no, and you know, Doug, and we're starting to get into that. It feels like September's going by here like a flash, and you know. It just feels like the holidays, the end of the year, I'll be honest, before it always goes quick for some reason. I don't know why. Like right after Labor Day into the holidays and into the year end, just seems like it flies by every year. I think, A, there's a lot going on personally and socially, and B, business-wise, there's always a lot going down, end of the year. A lot of stuff that needs to be done, some buttoning down here and there, and so it's that time of year.
Yeah, and what a year it's been. So, you know, Mike, I heard something, and I just got to verify the time change thing on this. But on March 13th, when it all hit the fan, was Friday the 13th. There was a full moon, and we changed the clocks. All took place on Friday, on March 13th.
I don't know. That's way too much going on for me.
All right, no. Hear me out.
That's way
here.
Too much going
hear me,
on.
Hear
one
me
day
out for a second.
How much can you do in a day?
Well, hear me out for a second. So that's when it all started going haywire, right? Halloween is on a Friday. There is a full moon, and we will be turning the clocks back that weekend.
And it's Friday the 31st.
It's Friday the 31st, which is the right. Bizarro 13th.
Without Friday the 13th, it does not work.
Right.
Good try.
No, I'm just hoping for a factory reset to take place and get everything back to where it was beforehand. Right?
Yeah. You know, it's been some year, needless to say. But, you know, Doug, but needless to say, when it comes to the markets and all, and, you know, we usually talk about the economy and all in this segment. The economy is trending in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a lot to be done. You know, I get that. But, you know, we are trending in the right direction. And that's all we could do, right? I mean, it was, you know, March 13th and the pandemic and everything and all the repercussions of it. There's a lot of work to be done. And all we could do is step by step, move forward and just try to make the next day better than the last day. And I think we're doing that to some degree.
You know, Mike, you are 100% correct. We are definitely trending in the right direction, and your point that we still have a lot of work to do is spot on valid. Nobody can argue with that. But you know, Mike, there's an old market saying out there, and the trend is your friend, right?
Yeah.
So you know, you should pay attention to that and what's going on. And you know, I laugh because before we started doing the show here today, I know that you got a telephone call in from one of our existing clients who their 401k representative or whomever it was in their office came in and said, you know, to make a dramatic change to her portfolio. And, you know, luckily she called you to discuss it with you because dramatic changes almost never pay off.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. Yeah. You know? It's that's the market. The markets will do that to you because, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's not supposed to be that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 100%. And, you know, so we've got the markets that are they're bouncing around in, you know, in a trading range right now. You know, we got up to right around all-time high areas. We got up to all-time high in the NASDAQ and pulled back, and then it went up a little bit. And just bouncing around, and I anticipate that we're going to see some volatility in the markets here through the rest of the year, you know, regardless of the election outcome. I think that either way, we're going to see some volatility. It could be up volatility. It could be down volatility. It could be up, down, up, down, up, down volatility. You know, it's just, I think that we need to be prepared for that in somewhat. Now, the problem you and I face when we talk to people about this and say prepared to that is people will say, oh, wait, well, Doug and Mike said there's going to be volatility, so there's volatility going on here. I'm going to put my blinders on and ignore everything.
Yeah, well, that's we're not saying that. And the other thing, too, Doug, is I was thinking about this earlier today, is I'm getting ahead of myself, but I really want to see how this year turns out. You know, you get what I'm saying? Because if you think about it, right, and we go back to January 1, which seems like it was forever ago, but we came off a tremendous year in the market, right? And I'm almost like saying, okay, it can't keep going at this trend. There has to be a pullback. There has to be a sell-off along the way. But does it stick? And then March comes the pandemic, and then the heavy down pressure, then the bounce back. And I just really want to see how the year goes out. Because, boy, this is really a year for the textbooks, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to see just, you know, do we hang on and end up or are we close to flat, or is it insignificant? I mean, can you imagine if this year is up or down in the range of 5% after everything we've been through? That would be like,
well, when
crazy.
You're saying, well,
I mean, wouldn't you think it?
Yeah, well, the Dow and the S&P, that's very possible. I mean, you know, both are just hovering, you know, in either positive or negative territory here for the year. NASDAQ is you know, is up significant, but it wouldn't be out of the realm of things.
Let me say what I've been saying for the last 20-something years on the show. If you put me to sleep on January 1st and you woke me up December 31st and you said, here's the markets, you know, they're within a 5% up or down, I look at you and say, well, really not much happened this year.
Right? 100%.
I'm finally right if that happens, right?
You might be right. You might be right, right?
No, I'm saying if that happens, I would finally be right, right? You know.
Well, there's been years where that has happened, Mike, and that's one of the problems that we face as a society right now when it comes to many different things, not just investing, is that the speed at which information flies at us now, you know, back when you were used to joke around and say that when the show came on the air I think we're coming on 25 years, right? Mm-hmm. Right? We're 25 years this year?
24.
Okay. 24 this year, right? Whatever. You were saying that, you know, half joking around, half not joking around when you were saying that. But if we went back and we looked over the, you know, the two and a half decades basically that we've been on the air here, and we looked at examples of when that happened and the volatility as we got along, it's not an inaccurate statement.
No, and I mean I know there's years and I don't remember the year exactly, but I remember like one year, you know, stuff. What was it? Greece was going bankrupt or crashing in some other country and this and that and all kinds of crazy stuff was going on, you know, and I believe that was your that it just ended up being normal, you know, and I said, boy, if you put me to sleep and you woke me up, everything that you missed, a lot of drama. And here we are. It looks like not much happened this year. And you can almost make that case right now with the markets.
Sure.
You know, if you looked at where the markets are right now compared to the beginning of the year, you say, oh, OK, kind of uneventful.
Yeah, not much.
Right.
This would have been a good year to sleep through, buddy. I'll tell you what, if you could have Rip Van Winkle the year, this would be the one
sleep,
to do.
Sleep, hibernate, whatever you want to call it. I need to do something, right?
Right. I mean, right. Yeah. This is a leap year, too. I don't even remember.
You're coming out with way too much info for me today. It's leap year. It was good. It was Friday the 13th. It was a full moon. This is way too much stuff for me to digest.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, Mike, there's been some good employment numbers that have come out.
Yep.
There's been some investment opportunities that have been out there that people have taken advantage of that are really nice. And I got to tell you, in-house here, it's just been in-house year. I'm going to say this year has been a gratifying year inside of Wealth Management Group. And the reason I'm going to say that is because we've I feel as though to this point successfully navigated extremely difficult times with our clients. I'm not talking about investment performance. I'm just talking about like emotional stability, sticking with the plan, staying focused on the long-term goals and objectives. I just think that it's been very, very gratifying in that aspect.
In my opinion, it's been a good year for those who plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we're planners. I mean, you know, we're always do the prudent thing, put the prudent steps in, do what's right. And I think if you kind of did that this year, I think it's been a good year for people. And I'm not saying, oh, well, that means your money's, you know, way up or your money's, you know, whatever. That's not what's being said. Just like you said, to bring the emotional support, the stability. I mean, gosh, we're still getting hit, you and I, from people saying about the election already, right? People are trying to get all kinds of crazy about the election. And, you know, it's almost like, didn't we have enough already of the emotional roller coaster? Do we need to go down again and, you know, another roller coaster? And we try to bring that support and we try to give you the support, right? And I mean, it's not just so much come at words. I mean, we try to back it with factual pieces. And how many pieces have we offered out this year on the show that try to bring that support in those pieces that say, here, you know, we're saying it. You don't want to listen to us. That's fine. But read it yourself and make up your own conclusion.
Yeah. No, you're spot on. And Mike, if we haven't learned anything else this year, haven't we at least learned that you do need to be prepared for the unexpected? I mean, very few times in our lifetimes, being in our mid-50s, have we had many circumstances where we've been really punched in the face and said, this is why you need to be prepared for the unexpected. And yeah, we talk about it on the air, but when you go through a period of time when you really did get punched with the unexpected right here, it really is glaring to you that you better check your overall financial situation for any financial blind spots that you might have. You don't want to get caught skinny dipping when the tide goes out.
Yeah, you know, and I was just going to say, I was going to use another one. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, people, you're whistling past the graveyard, that old expression. And what I mean by that is that you own a business and you're getting by and you're like, you know, and there's no real solidness there. There's no support there to the business. But as long as the doors are open, you're doing enough to get by.
Yeah.
And nobody ever foresaw a reason that, while my doors may be closed. And the same thing with people working, right? I mean, they may be not doing the right financial things and not having a lot of, you know, reserve and things set up in case of the bad day, the rainy day, as we always like to call it. And you're like, oh, I'm fine. You know, company's doing fine. There's no scene. Nobody saw it coming. You know, sometimes you can see things coming, like, okay, I have a business and numbers have been trending down the last 3-4 years.
Right.
Business has been bad because of the new technology or because of this. I'm kind of becoming a dinosaur here. I'm going to die off eventually. It was like, boom, it just happened. And it's a true test of being prepared for the unprepared.
You know, Mike, the different people from different walks of life have different financial blind spots that they potentially face. The business owner has a whole bunch of different blind spots than the person who doesn't own the business. The person with over $1 million of investable assets have different blind spots than somebody who has $100,000 of investable. It's just the way it is. But the point of the matter is that everybody has potential blind spots. And when things are going well, it's like anything in life. You don't pay attention to those things. It's only when something goes sideways that you do pay attention to them. Now, thankfully, you know, over the years, we've had plenty of, you know, families and business owners and people who have over $1 million of assets and own their own businesses. And we've walked them through the financial blind spot, you know, exercises that we do with people. And we had a lot of people who were prepared for this circumstance. It's a circumstance that you should be prepared for and hope that never happens. It's like having homeowner's insurance and, you know, in case your house catches on fire, but you hope to goodness that your house never catches on fire, right?
Yeah. And Doug, we've spoken about this for years, right? I mean, it's like, you know, homeowner's insurance or auto insurance by law, you know, you have to have it, you know, but people refuse to insure their lives,
yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing. You're kind of talking about the same thing, right? I mean, you know, they're just not being prepared. But I'll tell you, people are a lot of times are not prepared, starting with the business owners because they're engrossed in the business, trying to make the business go. And you have people that are not business owners. Life takes over and you get caught up in the everyday struggles, whether it be medical struggles, raising children. There's a lot of demands on all of us in this world when you think about it.
Right.
You know, and do I got time here?
You got as much time.
Okay, you know, the segment. I was talking to somebody the other day at a you know, an event, a barbecue, and she was saying to me that children in their 20s have really had it tough.
Yes.
And I'm like, go ahead. And she's like, well, first off, if you were born, you know, somewhere in the, you know, the late 90s or, you know, the middle mm-hmm. to late 90s, there was 9/11.
Yep.
You know, there was the and she went through a whole host of different things. There was just the major events have taken place. And she talked to me about even like job market.
Yeah.
How like, yeah, the economy for years now has been doing well and always moving forward. But job markets were tough. Technology changes. And she kind of gave me a whole list. And I'm not going to get into more about how it's been very demanding on people between 20 and 30 years old. And I'm like, wow. Well, I never really analyzed it or looked at it that way, but she gave me all the, and she was saying about the, you know, now with the pandemic and we were talking about the seniors in school and crazy, right?
Well, think about it for a second, Mike, and that person's correct, because if you're born in 1995, mm-hmm. right, you were in kindergarten probably when 9/11 happened.
Yep.
Kindergarten, first grade.
I have a son that was born in 1995.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kindergarten or first grade?
I don't remember.
Kindergarten or first grade when 9/11 took place, right? Then, for many children, the financial crisis had a terrible impact on their home.
Yes.
Terrible impact.
Yep.
Okay? So at that stage of the game, they're in eighth or ninth grade.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
7 years later.
Yeah.
So now that had a terrible impact on their home. Now they moved along. They progressed along. And now, like you said, the job market changed dramatically
yep.
over time, and now they're competing with technology to get employed, as well as now all of a sudden, whammo, pandemic, and everybody's in lockdown and quarantine, yeah. and you got to work from home, and it's just, when you think about it, that person was exactly spot on when they said that
yeah.
to you.
They've had some major events in a very short life to deal with.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's hop to a break. And you know what I want to do when we come back, Mike, is I want to give people an inside look at Wealth Management Group and, you know, what I think that I want to take them through our process a little bit and let them know why we're different and, you know, how I really believe that, you know, a one-hour meeting with us could really be a transformational experience for them.
Sure.
All right, we will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue-chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and we're glad that you're investing some of your time here today. And, Mike, I've had questions from people, and I know that you have as well, is, you know, tell me about Wealth Management Group and, you know, what is it that you guys do? And I think that what gets lost when we do the show here often is we don't take the appropriate amount of time to explain to people what our day jobs are.
Yeah, well said.
You know,
yeah,
really,
I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, we laugh a little bit, but it's well said. I mean, I think they kind of know it's just as the two guys that come on the air and, you know, just, you know, talk about educational information. And I'm gonna be a little pompous. Feedback I always get, most people say how they enjoy the show,
right?
And they listen and all that. And I guess if you didn't enjoy the show, you wouldn't be listening, right? So that's
correct.
Know, that's kind of evidence of that. But yeah, they don't really go into the whole, you know. Or we don't really go into the whole.
Well, we don't, right?
Yeah, it's on us.
It, well, because, I mean, when we come on the show here, our goal is to educate you and motivate you. And I think that what we really have to understand, Mike, is our job here is not just to do that, but it's to lead them, okay? Because I think that's what people are looking for here in all different, many different walks of life and many different areas of their lives. They're looking for leaders to, you know, to help them and to motivate them. And that's really our job when you think about it, is to come out here and to lead people down the road of their, you know, of their financial life to, you know, to try to get them to accomplish their goals and objectives. And what I like to see, and as I've been thinking about this a lot over the last, you know, couple weeks, is I want people to be able to say there's really two periods of my life. There was the period of time before I started working with Wealth Management Group and Doug and Mike, and then there's the period after I started working with them, you know, as, you know, a defining moment in their life where, yeah, I'm really, you know, I'm happy and satisfied with the decision I made to start a new phase of my life and working with them.
Yeah, and you know, and I think the important thing there too, Doug, is that, and I know this from myself personally, you need somebody. I don't want to say vent, because venting sounds like it's like complaining, because that's not it.
Right.
Sometimes you need to be able just to discuss something or talk to somebody. And it doesn't mean that the person doesn't know what they're talking about or they're wrong. It's just good to have like the backup of like, yeah, that's a good thought. That sounds solid. Good track. You're on a good way. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we talk all the time, and I'll give some examples like this week. And I know we've used this as an example, but I got hit with it this week. Was somebody actually said to me they're looking to replace a car, and he went into buying versus leasing. And, you know, next thing you know, we must have had a 20-minute conversation on the phone with this client, and we were kind of hashing it all through to see. And it really, what he said he was going to do was 100% correct, but you could tell he just felt better to be able to talk it all out.
Yeah. You know, Mike, so I've been working on, you know, how we can, you know, let people know this. And at the end of the day at Wealth Management Group, we guide you, in my opinion, through a one-hour transformational experience, really, when you think about it, where you will actually walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or a plan that you haven't had before the meeting, and taking a good positive step towards your goals and freedom from wondering, you know, all by investing just 1 hour of your time. It's really, when you think about it, the people who take 1 hour of their time to come in and sit down with us, it really can be a transformational meeting for them, where they do walk out, Mike, with a better understanding of their financial situation, an actual plan or strategy that can help them to accomplish their goals and you know what they want to do. And many people who have gone through this process with us realize a sense of ease and clarity like they haven't had before.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? Can I give some examples of that?
Sure.
Yeah. And there's folks that just the old, what do I own and why do I own it, right? I don't know what I own. I mean, this was a couple things that took place this week when we were clients was had a client call me, and he's been with me since 1996. And he says to me, I have some money laying around. I want to send you more money. But when he was telling me, he wasn't sure of, he was saying retirement, and then he was saying something else. And he has a couple different accounts. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't really sure, but he had the idea of he wanted to put more money away. And I said, I need to see what type of accounts. I wasn't in the office when we were talking. And he goes, well, what do you mean? I have accounts with you. I have a few accounts with you. I said, yeah, I know you do. But what you're trying to do, I got to make sure you have that specific account open to accomplish mm-hmm. what you're trying to do. So a lot of times, Doug, you know, people, they need to understand what direction, like I want to do something. Yeah, it's a good thought. I want to put more money away. I want to do this. But what's the best way to apply it and get the best for the client? You know, what helps their situation the best?
Yeah. And Mike, that's all helping them have a better understanding of their financial situation.
Yeah.
You know, in a 1 hour meeting, this is not, you know what people hate, Mike? They hate work. So they don't want to think, what I want to emphasize to people here is we're not creating work for you. You've got an hour. It's not, we're not telling you, listen, you're going to need to invest 16 hours with us and because they're not going to do it. And what's really cool about our organization at Wealth Management Group is that we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client, right, Mike? Because they're not all the same. You should have your own plan, not the same plan as a million other people do. But the beauty of it is because at Wealth Management Group, we have an actual process that we walk our clients through, that the 1 hour meeting can be very transformational for people in coming in. Like I said, I know I'm being redundant, but you're going to have a better understanding of your financial yeah. situation. You'll probably leave the meeting with a recommendation or a strategy to help you accomplish your goals and in a 1 hour time frame. We're very, very different from a lot of organizations because we actually have the process where we walk through it with you and then we make individualized, customized recommendations for people, where most other organizations, in my opinion, they just are looking to have somebody come in and sell them a product and get them out the door.
Yeah, and that's great, Doug, and that's, you know, that's the meeting and the launch and the whole deal. And, you know, and then a lot of the, how would you say, the afterwards, if you will, and it kind of comes down to what a couple of things we talked about today, right? We talked about the person that was at work and the 401k person came in and made some recommendations and picked up the phone and called me and said, hey, what do you think? What do you think about all this? Or the lease or buy the auto. Had another client this week. They were on. They knew what they had to do. They're refinancing a mortgage, and it was a choice between a 15 or a 10-year. And had in his mind what he wanted to do, but wanted to discuss it all with me and go through the numbers to make sure that he was right. So sometimes just, you know, kind of, you know, the old who wants to be a millionaire, phone a friend. You know, right. I'll phone a friend. I want to discuss this. What's the, you know,
good point.
Am I thinking the right way here? Is this the answer? You know, and I think that does a lot because I can relate to that. Obviously, I don't need that in my financial world, but in my world, you know, how many times I come to you? I mean, Doug is 8,000 more times handier than I'll ever be, right? With doing things or fixing things or doing stuff. And how many times something goes wrong at the house and I'll say, oh, Doug, geez, you know, like this situation, you know, I got this going on. And you'll say, oh, it's probably this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I kind of thought that or I got to seek out this person to fix it or whatever. But it's nice to be able to turn to somebody and say, hey, what do you think? How would you do that? How would you fix that? What do you think is wrong? I mean, it gets the inner demons, if you will, for lack of a better word, settled down and say, okay, I know what I need to do. I need to go get this person to fix this for me.
So you're right, Mike. And you know, circling back to the client who, you know, you said, you know, you were discussing the mortgage thing and you came in my office to sit down and to, you know, to go over it together. And I do know that the first question I asked you was, when do they want to retire?
Yeah.
Right? That's the first thing I asked you is what's their projected desired retirement date? Because, look, if it's possible, one of the philosophies that Mike and I believe in is going into retirement debt free. Yeah. So, you know, that was one of the weighing factors in, do they want to retire in 10 years? Do they want to retire in 15 years? You know, what's the game plan? So, you know, again, customized and individualized for the people. It's not boilerplate, you know, printout thing. And the other thing that one of the other things that I want people to understand about us is that we've strategically located our offices to make it easy, mainly for the people who listen to the radio show. We've got tens of thousands of people who listen to the radio show in all different areas of the state. So we have offices in areas such as Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan, and I mean, we haven't been using it, but we have a meeting facility in Manhattan as well.
Yeah.
So if you can hear the show, we did that on purpose. The offices are all predominantly located off of major highways so that you can get to us very simply and, you know, very easily. And it's also important for people to know, Mike, that to take the time to have, you know, the 1 hour meeting, which could be very transformational for you, we could also do it on the phone or in video. Now, our offices are set up for social distancing and we're set up to follow all the protocols to keep everybody healthy. We've done that, and that's just the way it is. So I find that in-person meetings are the most productive, but we do have the other options available if necessary for somebody.
Yeah, and you also forgot maybe the biggest one of all is that you and I do office and house calls.
Right.
You know, we go see people. And how many times people say to us, hey, Mike, your office in Parsippany, I'm over here. Let's just say I'm in Madison or something. Hey, you want to come out to the house? You know, I don't have to drive to Parsippany. You don't have to drive up there. You're coming from Clark or whatever, somewhere down the shore, you know, instead of driving into Toms River for our facility, come to my house over here. And that's welcome, too.
Yes.
Okay. And to me, I always say to clients, I enjoy getting out of the office, if you will.
Yeah,
you
don't know, think, honestly, you know, don't so think
that,
you're
that,
putting
that,
us
that's
out.
Always
we
a good
don't
day.
Mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we don't mind. We like hopping in the car. And quite frankly, if you're a regular show listener, you know that, you know, I use my car as a mobile university. So I really don't mind getting in my car because I'm constantly got something playing in my car to educate me about the business, to make me smarter, to make me sharper. So don't ever think that you're putting us out of our way by, you know, asking, would you mind coming to the home?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so we want to let you know that you're able to have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. You know, do you owe it to yourself to have a 1 hour meeting where you can sit down and you can come out with more clarity about your financial situation and maybe have an actual strategy or plan and start working towards your financial objectives in an hour? I think that you probably owe it to yourself, and we're here to do it for you. We want to lead you down the right roads. So the number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. 3722. Pick the phone up, give a call, complimentary consultation, no cost, no obligation. You know, it's on us, and we want to, you know, want to see if we can help you out. Anything else you want to add here, Michael?
I'm good.
All right, we are going to hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, Mike, you know, I hope a lot of people take advantage of the opportunity that we spoke about in the last segment there and, you know, to come on in and have a, you know, a one-hour, what I'm going to call a transformational meeting, because I really do believe that that's what takes place when you sit down and, you know, you definitely have a better grip of your better understanding of your financial life and, you know, probably leave with a strategy or, you know, an idea and help you towards the accomplishing your goals. I mean, it really is. It really is something that's worthwhile.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, Doug, it's, you know, I know we're financial guys, but your financial affairs, I mean, it's just so, so important in your life. And I think everybody knows that. It's mm-hmm. almost like a dumb statement by me. But, you know, where I think it hurts, it's like saying, yes, we all know it's important. But when it creates undue stress.
Yep.
You know, and you and I have been around for so long, we've sat down with folks and people that are just so stressed out, you know, over money. And I don't mean the lack of, just stressed out of even having money.
Yeah.
or even not knowing, sometimes like not knowing that they're okay, right? Like the retiree that sits down with us and has, you know, no clue that they can retire and they're stressing over the job and they're upset over their job. Stuff like that I'm talking about.
Well, Mike, you know, you're right. And I want to take a minute to tell a story about a client that we have that's been working with us now since, I think, 2015. And he came to us as a referral from an existing client who they were talking at work. And the guy who I'm talking about now was very anxious and was very stressed about his, you know, his financial life and, you know, his desire to retire. I think that when he came with us, I think he was like 66 or 67 years old. And, you know, he worked with another, you know, existing client of ours. And when he came in, he was, you know, he knew he wanted to retire. He didn't know if he could retire or, you know, been accumulating money in a 401k. You know, your basic everyday run-of-the-mill person out there. And he accumulated some $800,000 in his 401k plan and, you know, had no real strategy in place or no clarity about his financial situation. So we started working together and we put some strategies in place, you know, right out of the gate for him so that, you know, when he did want to pull the trigger and retire and you know, we would be ready to go and, you know, provide him with an income and combined with our Social Security projections and all that stuff, he'd be safe. And, you know, one of his objectives when he retired was he wanted to move to Florida. So during the week here, I had a review meeting with him on the telephone, and we, you know, we spoke on the phone, and doing great, happy with life, you know, the whole nine yards, and said to me on there, you know, on the phone, he said, you know, Doug, since we started working together, I've had a different feeling in my life, and the feeling was that I finally do have a strategy in place and a plan in place, and here we are, you know, living it right now. And, you know, he said, I just want to say thank you to you, which means the world to, just so you know out there, yeah. What means the world to me and Mike is if we hear somebody say that to us.
Yeah.
You know, and what's really beautiful is he said, and you know what else? I don't need to take, just so everybody knows, required minimal distributions are suspended this year. You don't have to take them if you want. And he said to me, just so you know, I don't need my entire required minimal distribution this year, and I don't want to take it. So, you know, I said, sounds to me like things are going well. And, you know, then we started laughing. He said, well, yeah, you know, the year and with the pandemic and all that stuff that's going on, I was laughing with him, you know, as well. And I said to him, you know, gave him an example. I said, you know, I don't know if you realize this or not or if it happened in your house, but let me tell you what happened in my house. I don't think there's been a period of time when more Amazon Prime boxes have come to our house than are coming to our house right now. But we have never spent less money than we have right now because we haven't been doing all the dining out and you know, all that stuff. And he started laughing and he goes, you know, used his wife's name. I know his wife. He goes, well, you knew that story before you even asked me if I do it. And it was a great telephone conversation and a guy who's really, you know, realizing his desires and his dreams and his goals. It's just such a great call.
Yeah, no, and that's a classic situation, right? And we've come across many of those through the years. One thing, though, Doug, you are right, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, is so much money less spent on dining out.
Oh, yeah.
Dining out's like the number one hobby, okay, I think in our country, right? I mean, it's, you know, I call eating food a hobby, right? I mean, you know, and so many people, that and commuting costs, right?
So, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So I had this conversation with somebody else, too, during the week, Mike, and, you know, that person said, yeah, but you know what? We're ordering takeout a lot. But
it's cheaper.
It's still cheaper because, like we were talking, he's like, yeah, so on Friday night we get takeout, and if we want to have a bottle of wine with our dinner, it was a bottle of wine I picked up at the liquor store. It wasn't, you know, marked up restaurant costs. If I want to have, you know, the Tito's on the rocks, I poured it for myself in my glass. It wasn't $12 at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And you know, it all adds up, man.
Sure does. Sure does.
So we're finding that people have saved a lot of money during this period of time.
Yes. Yes. And then the other thing you brought up during that conversation was the required minimum distribution.
Yeah.
That this year, you don't have to take it if you choose not to.
Right. You can.
You can.
You can. You can. Yeah. If you need the money, you can take it. But you don't have to take it, which is really, you know, that's a cool opportunity for a lot of people out there, because a lot of people just take their, you know, required minimal distributions because they have to. And, you know, it's also a good reminder for people out there, Mike, too, is that the tax law changed as well. And now you don't have to take it till you're 72 years old now.
Yes.
But if you were 70 and a half when you had to start to take it, you still have to take it.
Yes. You were grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Grandfathered in always sounds like a good thing, but I don't think in this situation it was grandfathered in. You were mandated in on that one, right?
Yeah.
You know what? You know, you know, when you think about it, and you know, it really is. You know, it really is something. And so, what do you got? Tell us a story or something.
You know, what's interesting, Doug, is talking about the required minimum distribution. I'm currently working with a client right now that has a heavy concentration in one position, one stock, if you will. And
dangerous.
And always took the dividends, the quarterly dividends, as, you know, towards his required minimum distribution every year. And right after the pandemic, COVID, March or whatever, we haven't done it now for two quarters. And we were talking the other day on the phone, and I'm saying, you know, that's quite a bit of tax saving, thousands of dollars. And he, you know, he understood, you know, why you would do that. And I'm like, you're better off using the money that's at the bank right now than you are using taking dividends out of an IRA, you know, and
tax wise.
Yeah. And at first it was a little confusing. And at first we went through it and, you know, are they going to start back up next year again? Yes. Yes, they will. You know, this is just, you got one more time this year in December, you can skip one more time. So that's just one of the things that kind of, like you said, Doug, a lot of people aren't really, kind of got lost in the pandemic, but this is what we do. You know, we sit down, we have these conversations with clients and, you know, just to, how would you say, Doug, reaffirm their, not reaffirm their thinking, we're telling them what to do in that situation, but like in something with taxes, they don't know until it's too late.
So here's one of the other issues, Mike, is that if you were set up for an automatic required minimal distribution, if you're doing this on your own and you were set up for an automatic required minimal distribution with, you know, with a company out there, they're probably not going to reach out to you and say you don't have to take it this year if you don't want to.
It's not their job.
It's not their job. They're probably just going to send it to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's another advantage of working with, you know, a good competent person, a good competent, you know, person to lead you, advisor, you know, whatever you want to refer to the person as, is that they'll say to you, you don't need to take it. Do you want to take it? You know, like I said, I had the conversation with the fellow down in Florida, right? And then I also had the conversation with another client last week about it. Do you want to take it?
Well,
and said to me, Here's where the value comes into play, Mike. Said to me exactly what you were referring to there. I need $10,000. There was a much more tax-wise place for her to take that $10,000 than take it out of her required minimal distribution of her IRA, because every dollar that comes out of that is 100% taxed. She had an investment that I could liquidate for her, and she could get the $10,000 and only pay capital gains tax on a smaller portion of that. And by the way, in her circumstance, her capital gains tax is lower than her income tax.
And two things I want to point out. First off, good to have this conversation right now, because there's a lot of folks that wait to the end of the year, especially December, to take their required minimum distribution every year. So, you know, if you think you're on the fence, or you may be one of these people, you got to come to grips with it, right? You need to sit down and go through it or figure it out what's best for you. Does it make sense? Two is, I want to let people know, taking it is not necessarily wrong.
Correct.
Okay, so don't think like, oh, there's like, that's this great, you know, loophole or something going on. Every situation is different. You may very well need that money for your cash flow on a monthly basis, or you may be in some sort of a, you know, program or investment to do that, you know. So everybody's case is different. I don't want to point out like, oh, well, you should all be. Nobody's saying that. It's every case is completely different, and it may be very justified in you doing it.
Well, Mike, you know, that's an excellent point, and that's why, you know, the individualized and the customization of strategies and recommendations for people is so very, very important, because, you know, you could be in a unique, for some reason or another, you could be in a very unique tax situation this year where you may be in a lower tax bracket, and it may be smart for you to take that required minimal distribution this year because you're in a lower tax bracket than historically you're in. There could be a whole host of different reasons why you still may want to take it.
Yes.
But it needs to be explored.
Correct.
You know, at the end of the day, what it all comes down to. And that's where we need to, you know, just continue to remind people that, you know, individualized guidance is what's really most important. And to your point as well, I don't know the stat. I'm taking a guess here, but I'll bet you 90% of our clients take their distribution between Thanksgiving and the end of the year.
Yeah.
Right?
Quite a few.
Right? I'm going to guess it's probably like 90%.
Yeah.
Quite, you know, a few. It's a high amount. And listen, we know why. Most people take it and they tell us they want to use it for holiday gifts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You know, so that's what a lot of people do with it. All right, we're gonna hop to a break, and when we come back, we're gonna wrap it up. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
Welcome back to the show, folks, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, as we say each week, we want to motivate and educate you, but we're changing it up here a little bit, too, is we want to lead you. We want to be, you know, a leader you can turn to for direction in your financial life, you know, at the end of the day. And, you know, we want to come on here and give you good ideas. We feel as though we've always given you good ideas. We want to continue to give you educational material, you know, to send out to you, to have you be able to read and get a little bit smarter in the financial world. But at the end of the day, we understand that you need somebody to lead you down the path to accomplishing the financial goals and objectives, because you really, most people don't know how to do it themselves, and it's what we do, and it's what we want to help people do.
Yeah, that's well said, Doug. And, you know, and when you talk about leading, a lot of times, as I spoke about earlier in the show, is somebody to talk to, right?
Yeah.
How many times through the years you and I have talked and said, wow, sometimes we feel we're like half financial psychiatrists, you know, whatever, you know, just to help people talk and work through it. And that's so important. So when we talk about leading, we talk about also having an open discussion and us hearing you out and trying to get you to process and go through what's best for you. And I think it's very important to mention, Doug, what might be good for me when we sit down and, you know, say if I was a client, might be good for you, maybe bad for Doug as a client. So
right.
It's not blanket answers and you should do this and there's a, you know, a can we just pull off the shelf. It really is tailored to the individual.
You know what else I think is very important for people to understand is that we don't charge you every time you call us to ask us a question.
Yeah.
That's not our makeup. It's not who we are. It's not the kind of guys that we are. Once you're a client of ours, you know, call all you want. And in fact, I've never sent a bill for my time to people who aren't even a client of ours
right.
that would call. It's just not who we are, you know. And it all depends on what you're looking for in your relationship with an advisor. Now, I get it. A lot of you are already working with advisors. Now, what you need to ask is that, is it the type of relationship that I like to have? Do you want to have, is it a relationship where you have no problem picking the phone up and calling and you know, saying, hey, could we do this? Could we do that? Did they really sit and understand your situation? And do you have, you know, a unique, individualized, customized plan? And I get it. There's some of you listening to the show right now who do, but some of you don't. And maybe that's what you need.
Yeah, and Doug, also you and I, you know, when we built Wealth Management from its, you know, very beginning, we had, you know, we want to be, you know, a full service organization.
Yep.
We want it to be not you're afraid to call us because there's a bill being fired at you in the mail the next day. We get it. I mean, to me, our client's success is our success. There's no other way to do it. Even being on this radio program for as long as we've been on, right? I mean, if we weren't doing it the right way, we wouldn't be able to do it. We would have been failed already. So you and I get discipline and what needs to be done and what needs to be done the proper way to try to build the most successful organization, which is really our clients.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Mike, what I wanted to talk about today and we didn't get to, and maybe next week we'll try to talk about it, is that, you know, let everybody know of what we think is the mistake that we made at the very beginning when we started Wealth Management Group. And that mistake was that we, for some reason or another, believed that people wanted to be the richest people in the world. And boy, were we wrong, huh?
Absolutely.
We were wrong. No doubt about it. And that was in the mid-1990s. And the reality is, once we really learned what people do want, and we do know what you want now, you want to live your lifestyle and you want to do what you want to do and be comfortable. Most people out there, it's not their objective to be the richest person in the world. We still haven't had anybody come through the door yet and tell us that their number one objective is to outperform the S&P 500. It's just to have a nice customized strategy in place for you so that you can live your life so you have a smile on your face and you feel good.
Yeah, without financial stress.
Right. And then, you know, and it's like we've said a couple times over the past, you know, several weeks, at the end of the day, the number one question that we get from people is, am I going to make it? That's what they want to know. And then number two is, do I have any financial blind spots? And that's what we want to help you with. So a reminder, folks, you're welcome to have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. You just got to pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-267-3722. We're here for you this week, every week, just like we always are. We want to lead you. We want to educate you. We want to motivate you to accomplish your financial objectives. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.